very disappointing. In fact, it has been raised now for the guts of 18 months, I would say. Us locally, as a public representative, looking to raise the issues around the challenges of flooding in the Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District. We would have met the minister, the previous minister, back a number of years ago in Lifford as elected members. And at that time, we were given assurances of some of the works that would be carried out within Letterkenny, for example, the third eye in the Old Town Bridge and some works that were to take place. And despite our best efforts, as you know, over the last 18 months, we have not been able to get to meet with the OPW. And, you know, to think that the response that came back from the OPW for yesterday's meeting was to state that the OPW hadn't got the capacity in order to meet with the local public representatives. To me, that's shocking, and I'm a public life a long time. I think it's no way to treat the mayor and the members of the municipal district of this area, especially at a time when we hear so much talk about climate change and the investment in climate change and flood prevention. I think we all know that Letterkenny is designated under the Letterkenny, under the Northwest City Region, as a gateway for investment into the Northwest. And I think there's many challenges, but huge opportunity in this whole area. And as a council, we're very upbeat in the middle of our development plan, trying to address the challenges going forward. But there is going to be challenges in the whole area of the floodplain. And we want collectively to work with the OPW to find solutions to that. And I think that the OPW needs to sit down to meet with the mayor and the elected members of this area. Now, there's some talk that the minister may be coming to the area, but as you know, I did ask yesterday that we would write immediately to contact the minister, because this is no way to treat your local representatives. And I think we can achieve a whole lot by working together. But I've never seen it in my time in public life, whereas the OPW are refusing now to meet with us, because we would have met them many times in the past.
Now, what you're effectively saying, you spoke there about different challenges that the council faces with various projects, but in reality, and it's quite ironic, the OPW are creating an unnecessary challenge for yourselves to progress those projects.
Yeah, because the secret of a development plan is the engagement with everyone, and that going from the whole area of roads, infrastructure, education. There's so many different areas, and we've had a lot of engagement during this development plan. We're about to go out to public consultation shortly, and the engagement of the Office of Public Works is very important for this as well. So it's vitally important that we're all in this together to try and work together and to work towards finding solutions to the challenges that's there.
Now, you also made reference, as it relates to the minister yesterday, that he would be quite shocked to learn of the OPW's response to the council.
Yeah, that's exactly what I believe. I've always said that sometimes in public life, there's a huge disconnect from the challenges that people face on the ground with the reality of what's happening on the ground, as opposed to the very top. And I do believe that the minister would be shocked to learn that we were told by his own office that they hadn't got the capacity to meet us as elected members. And hopefully this is something that can be addressed as a matter of urgency.